You've heard of the heart of Texas. Well, today we're coming to you from the Rose of Texas. Tyler is just about 2 hours from Dallas, and it's a city known as the Rose Capital of the World. Roses are a big Texas-sized business here. Please welcome our first young musician, the first of two local kids on today's show, from down the road a piece in Plano, 14-year-old Laura Liu. Laura, welcome to the show. Tell everybody what you and I are going to start the program off with.
Today, Chris and I will be playing the Vinyasky Polonaise Concert in D.
So this is a piece that gets you kind of keyed up, huh?
Yeah, this piece is pretty insane. You know, every time after I play it, I always want to take a stage dive into the audience.
All right, well, you guys in the mosh pit, you've been warned. When you're ready, Laura, we'll take it from the top. Laura Liu, our 14-year-old violinist from Plano, Texas, playing Vinyasky, starting us off with a bang. Almost leaped into the front row there. That was a good, really nice ending there. Wonderful, wonderful playing. And now, Laura, wonderful violinist, but your parents are both piano teachers.
Yes,
what happened?
Well, you know, they are piano teachers, of course, and they had this one student, so they sent her into the Lennox competition, and she ended up winning. So I tagged along for the rehearsal. I was 7 years old at that time, 7 going on 8.
And you'd already started playing piano or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, I started when I was three.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And when I was there, there was a violin player too, and she won the violin division. And she played the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto in D, and you know, being Tchaikovsky, of course, I fell in love with it. So I decided that I wanted to take up the violin. It sounded so much more different from the piano. And, you know, I was just really intrigued by the sound that it could make. And, you know, I didn't like the sound that the piano could make. Sorry.
What?
Sorry. So,
what's wrong with the Tchaikovsky Piano Concerto? Like Van Cliburn and stuff, you know? Come on.
Well, 2 weeks later, my parents finally gave me a violin, and they thought it would be a side instrument, you know? Like, they didn't think that I would take it seriously, and they thought that piano would always be my major, but I guess not.
So you told them you were interested in the violin, and 2 weeks later, you got a violin?
Yeah.
Nice of
yeah.
them, really nice of them. But as if your becoming a violinist wasn't enough to break your poor parents' pianists' hearts, you play what in addition to the violin?
I play the electric guitar.
So you're actually, when you decided you want to play the electric guitar, did they just roll over right away and buy you the guitar?
No. It took them 4 months to finally give in. And be aware that this is me asking them every morning, every night, Mom, Dad, can I have a guitar? And it took 4 months. Every single day it was like that. And when they finally did give it to me for my 13th birthday, it came along with a contract that I wouldn't play it more than an hour a day, and it would have to be during the night when I was finished with my violin practice.
Oh, so it was nice and relaxing for them also, having you practice electric guitar at night. Now, I feigned my shock, of course, about the guitar. Actually, we asked you to bring your axe and demonstrate some of your more radical rock repertoire. Are we ready?
Yes, I am.
And you want to dedicate this?
This is for my mom.
Oh, good.